Thank you for listening to this message from the pulpit of Coon Rapids Baptist Church in the suburbs of Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Hebrews chapter number 11, and our text will be verses 11 and 12. You know, one of the characteristics of authentic Bible Christianity is the honor and value that it places upon women. Unfortunately, sometimes Christian husbands or Christian children or sometimes even segments of Christianity have not been consistent with what the Bible teaches in honoring and valuing ladies. But you know, it's the Bible that instructs children to honor their fathers and their mothers. It is the Bible that instructs husbands to sacrificially love their wives. It is the Bible that says that in Jesus Christ there is neither male nor female. It is the Bible that emphasizes several women in the genealogy of Jesus Christ. And it is the Bible that in this passage before us today emphasizes, of the many heroes of the faith, it emphasizes the prominent role of women as heroes or heroines of the faith. And it's our joy on this Mother's Day to study a woman who was a hero of the faith. I trust that today you have paused to thank God for your mother, and if at all possible, to express gratitude to God and to her for what she has been in your life. And no doubt, she's not perfect. No man is perfect. No woman is perfect. Only God is perfect. And yet God uses our moms in our lives. And we are thankful for our mothers, and we want to be obedient to honor our mothers. So here we come to a passage in Hebrews chapter number 11 of a woman of faith in God. And this woman of faith in God saw God do things that were unthinkable. They were absolutely amazing. And what I want you to notice today is, as a woman of faith, she went through something just like you probably go through as well. And what she went through was this, that she struggled in her faith. Do you ever have a hard time in your faith? Do you ever have a hard time just trusting God on a daily basis as you go through the challenges of life? Maybe some of you ladies right now, you're struggling with that. Maybe some of you men, maybe some of our young people, you have times where you struggle to really trust God like you ought to trust God. It can be a challenging thing. There were two sisters, and they were sitting in the Starbucks coffee shop, and they were excited to be waiting for their friend to show up. Her name was Erin, and they had been corresponding with Erin by email for some time, and now they were going to have the opportunity to talk to her. These two sisters were wanting to get into publishing Christian books. And Erin was a publisher. Erin was someone who had already had books published, and so they were excited to talk with her. And Erin was accomplished. Erin had all of these different connections in the book publishing industry, and they were just so excited to hear her advice for it. And so they met at the Starbucks, and in walked Erin, and they visited, and they just hit it off, and it was great. And finally the opportunity came where Erin gave them advice as to how to get their books published. And here was her advice. She said this: you need to work hard, and you need to trust God for the timing. Now, that was easy for Erin to say, because Erin already had all the connections, and Erin already had a platform to get her message out, and Erin had all the contacts and all of this other stuff. She was already a published author. But here are these two other ladies that are sitting here and saying, work hard and trust God for the timing. You know, sometimes it's really hard to be a person of faith. Faith and trust in God on a daily basis. And so the title of our message today is this: Women Who Do the Impossible, and They Do It by Faith. Let's look at our passage here where it says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 11, through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there even of one in him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. I want you to look at Sarah to learn about women who do the impossible. And we're going to see three truths. We're going to see three truths from the Word of God about this. First truth that I want you to notice is this. Sarah saw her situation to be humanly impossible. Sarah saw her situation to be humanly impossible. Do you know that everything that we read in the Bible about this situation shows how absolutely humanly impossible it was for Sarah to give birth to a child at this point in time? Here in this passage in verse number 11, did you notice it in your scriptures? Hope that you're following along with us. It says that she had to receive strength to conceive seed. She didn't even have the strength or the ability to conceive. Later on, it says that she was delivered of a child when she was past age. She was past the age to deliver a child, to give birth to a child. In Romans chapter 4 and verse number 19, it tells us her womb was dead. In Genesis chapter 18 and verse number 11, she waxed old, meaning she had grown old. In the same passages of the scripture, it tells us her husband was old as well. Hebrews 11 and verse number 12 tells us he was as good as dead. Not being unkind there, but just telling us his age there. Romans 4:19, he was as good as dead. His body was as good as dead. Romans 4 also tells us that he was 100 years old. Listen, I want you to understand that what Sarah was seeking to see accomplished here and what God was promising to see accomplished in her life wasn't just something that was hard, wasn't just something that was unnatural. It was something that was humanly impossible. USA Today newspaper carried the article of a woman in India who gave birth to twins by in vitro fertilization. She was 74 years of age. You know, at 74, what she had available in India wasn't available in Sarah's day. And Sarah wasn't 74. Sarah was 89 or 90 years of age. It is impossible in our day, and it was impossible in Sarah's day. Guinness Book of World Records tells us that the oldest verified documented father is a man by the age of 92, the oldest legal father. There are two other men, one age 96, one age 101, if I understand correctly, supposedly saying they were those ages when they gave birth to children, but these men had much younger, significantly younger wives. Even in modern times, this is a human impossibility for a man who is 99 or 100 to have a child with a woman who is 89 or 90. It's impossible in our day, and it was impossible in Sarah's day. It was humanly impossible. In fact, Genesis 18 tells us it was so impossible that when God said it, Sarah laughed. Have you ever done that? Your boss has all these assignments for you. He walks into your office. He plops down these assignments, further things that he wants you to do. And as he walks out of your office and is out of hearing range, you just laugh. There's no way I'm going to get all this done. It's impossible. Somebody comes to you at church and they ask you, one of you ladies, would you give the devotional message for our next ladies gathering? And you just you just laugh because there's a whole lot of things in this world that you would rather do than that. It would be impossible for you to give the devotional at the next ladies gathering here. No way, it ain't happening. That's what Sarah was doing. She had laughed. In fact, her husband, chapter 17, I believe it's verse 17, tells us he had laughed as well sometime earlier when he heard about this. And here's the point that I want you to get from this first point in the Word of God in these verses. Impossibilities are going to come into your life. Just mark it down. God is going to bring you to the place in your life in which you are going to come face to face with impossibilities. God's going to see to it that you're going to face situations that are absolutely impossible. Look, some of you moms are looking at school days and you are wondering, how in the world is possible for you to get everything done? to manage a house, to cook some meals, to help kids get their homework done, to oversee instrumental lessons, and all these different things all in one day? It's impossible. Or maybe you're a single mom right now. And you have to do all of those things by yourself, and there's no break. There's no daycare, there's no school, and the grandparents right now are at such an age that they are more likely to get COVID, and so they're staying away from you right now, and you're on your own with your children 24/7 for 8-9 weeks here, and you look at it and you say it's impossible to make it through. Or maybe there's this person in your life, and you've got to put up with this person, and you've got to live with this person, and you think about this person, and you think, you know what, it's just impossible to live with this person. Some relative, some coworker, some person that you know, and you think it is just impossible to get through that here. Maybe you're facing a situation, and as you look at the situation, it's just plain impossible here. God is going to allow things to come into your life that are going to be walls in front of you that are absolutely impossible. And you're going to see the impossibility. And I want to just pause right now and ask you this question. What is the impossible thing in your life? What is the thing that you're looking at and you say, I want to change this, but I failed and I failed and I failed, and it's starting to feel like it's impossible for me to ever see growth in this area of my life? What is the thing in your life that you look at and you say, you know what, that's just impossible for that to ever happen here? God is going to cause you to have impossibilities come into your life. Can you even imagine how much Sarah really saw this impossibility? Decades before, can you imagine? I don't know what their wedding was like, but Abraham and Sarah got married and they were newlyweds, and I'm sure they expected to just have children within a few years, and they would be so excited to be father and mother of some energetic little kids running around. And a few years passed and suddenly they began to go to some family gatherings and whatnot, and people would ask that awkward question, so when are you going to have kids? Years continued to pass, and now they could tell that it wasn't happening. It wasn't coming as quickly, as easily as maybe they thought that it would. Decades passed. She turns 40, still no children. What was it like for Sarah as her body began to change and she realized that she could no longer humanly even hope for children? And then at the age of 65, God comes along and promises that they will have children. She's 65 when they received that promise. But do you know how many years had passed? 25 years have passed since that day. She knows her age. She knows her body. She knows what life is like here. And to be honest, by the time 25 more years of waiting for an impossibility to come had transpired in her lives, by this time, I could say it this way, this idea of having children wasn't just an impossibility. It was over. There was no hope. I mean, it was over in that regard. It's been very easy for her to see the situation in that regard. And God is in the business of letting us get to the place where we see the situation as being humanly impossible. David faced the impossible Goliath. Mary faced the impossibility of the virgin birth. The disciples faced the impossibility of feeding the 5,000. The disciples faced the impossibility of catching fish on the other side of the boat after they had caught nothing. Gideon faced the impossibility of defeating an army of 135,000 enemy soldiers with 300 of his own soldiers. God will put you in a position where you will see your situation as being humanly impossible. Now here's the deal. Women have long faced the impossible. But if you consulted our world about it, you would hear all sorts of pep talks about how you as a woman can accomplish the impossible. Statements will be read like this. Women, like men, should try to do the impossible. Amelia Earhart. Nothing is impossible to a determined woman. By Alcott. Or Audrey Hepburn said, nothing is impossible. The word itself says, I'm possible. And there'll be all these little slogans and all these little scenarios that are being brought out here as to why you can accomplish the impossible in your own life by your own strength. And you know what? I wonder if Sarah had listened to some of those things. Because when Sarah faced the impossible, there was a time in her life in which she tried to take matters into her own hands. You can read about it in Genesis chapter 16, and it can be summarized in one word, Hagar. She tried to solve the impossible in her own strength, by her own plans, by her own determination, and it didn't work out very well. You see, when you face and you see an impossible situation, the answer isn't in yourself. The answer is in looking somewhere else. So number one, Sarah saw her situation to be humanly impossible. But number two, I want you to notice, Sarah saw her God to be totally reliable. She saw her God to be totally reliable. We see that in verse number 11 in the middle. It says, she was delivered of a child when she was past age because. I love that word because. It tells us the very cause and the reason that she conceived a child and gave birth to it. It tells us when she was able to conceive it, when this change took place. There was something that influenced her to give her the faith to conceive and give birth to a child. And that is brought out in the last phrase of verse 11. Would you look at it with me? It says this, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Sarah judged God to be faithful. I like that word judge. The idea of judging God is the idea that this was the way that she thought. This is how she considered it. This was her opinion on the matter. You know what a judge does? A judge looks at all the evidence and then makes a decision. And that is exactly what Sarah did. She looked at all of the evidence and made a decision. And she decided, God is faithful. I don't know how it actually went about, but I picture it as something like this. It was a busy day in Genesis chapter 18 when Abraham and Sarah all of a sudden welcomed a couple visitors from God, God himself. And one of these visitors, the Lord tells them that they're going to have a child. And as we've already talked about, Sarah laughed at the matter and the Lord rebuked her in that regard. And I wonder what it was like in Sarah's mind as she began to think of all of these different things. She had laughed. Her husband had laughed sometime before about it. It was impossible. It was humanly impossible. Should someone like her now have the pleasure of having a child? She wondered. But I wonder if something else circulated in her mind as she thought about the Lord's rebuke for her not having faith. And I just kind of wonder if maybe later on that night she walked out from the tent and kind of walked over the hill by herself and began to realize that she needed to make a decision about this. Yeah, it was absolutely impossible, but her Lord had said it was going to happen. Now, what was she going to do about it? Was she going to believe it or not? I don't know if it was that night. I don't know if it was the next morning. I don't know when it was. But I would tend to guess that there was a time in which Sarah began to sit down and look at the situation. And maybe she thought back because it had been 25 years by this point in time that she and Abraham had been trusting the Lord. And Sarah, as she walked out there and thought, she said, you know, 25 years, God's never let us down. I remember when we left our hometown, we didn't even know where we were going. All we had to do was follow God to wherever He said, and we followed Him, and God didn't let us down. I remember when we went into Egypt, and God protected us while we were there in Egypt. And I remember when Lot chose all of the well-watered plain for his cattle, and we were stuck with the rest, and God took care of us even on that, and blessed Abraham in a great way. I remember when Lot and all of Sodom and Gomorrah were captured by those enemy kings, and Abraham and his men went and fought those kings and beat them and defeated them. God took care of Abraham and protected him and gave him the power. And I wonder if she thought over and over through all these different situations and all the different promises of her God. And as she looked at all the different evidence, Sarah came to the place where she said, you know what? God is faithful, for He promised that He would give me a child. And Sarah judged Him to be faithful. Sarah decided, she chose, I'm going to see God as being faithful. And listen, I want to remind you, God's going to put the impossible right in front of your face. And what you may very well need to do is to take out a piece of paper and write that impossibility at the top. And then underneath it, you write down the character of your God. And you begin to just list things. Here are several different things that you could list out. You could write out God's promises. And then you could write out God's character. And then you could write out God's actions in Bible times. What actions in Bible times did God perform that would show you that He can do the impossible? And then you can write out God's actions in modern times. What has He done for other believers? And then you could write out God's past answers to your own prayers. And you look there at that impossibility at the top. It's still there. But then you begin to look at all of these things that God has done for you. All these things God has given to you. His promises, His characters, His character, His actions in Bible times, His actions in modern times, His answers to prayer in your life and in the life of other people. And I believe, friend, if you will objectively look at all of the evidence, you will have to come to the conclusion that God is faithful. And that's what Sarah saw. That her God is totally 100% reliable and dependable. Now, maybe you're listening today, and as you think about all of this, you kind of said, but I'm not so sure God is reliable. You know, I had big dreams, and I had big ambitions, and I thought God was going to do this, and I thought God was going to open this door, and I really asked God for this, and I really wanted this. And, you know, I don't understand, and I don't know all of what you faced, but I know this, that God is always good. And I know that God loves you very much. And I know that God is 100% reliable and trustworthy. And if it would help, I'd be happy to sit down and visit with you about your particular situation. And we can look to God and see what God is trying to teach you. Because I know that God is totally reliable. And to be honest, that's exactly what simple faith is. You see, in verse number 11, it's kind of like this, that he talks about faith, and then he tells two things that Sarah, two ways of looking at her impossibility, conceiving and giving birth, and then he describes faith again as judging God to be faithful. So, judging God to be faithful is the same as faith. She had faith in the Lord. And what is faith? Let's just turn back to verse number 11. Can we look, or verse number 1, chapter 11, verse number 1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. What is faith? Faith is something that you can look at something that you're hoping for, and you can say, you know what, it's just a hope. It's out in the future. It's something that hasn't happened yet. It's a hope. But when you look at it, you say there is substance to it. There's a foundation that you can hang on to here. I have a foundation that says that's going to happen even though I can't see it yet. That's faith. I know Jesus Christ is coming again. I haven't seen it yet. But I have a foundation. There's substance to that. Not only is it the substance of things hoped for, but it's the evidence of things not seen. You haven't seen it yet. It's in the future. It's out there. You haven't seen it, but you say, you know what? I'm convinced as if there is evidence that that unseen thing there will happen. There's evidence for it. I'm convinced of it. That is faith. Sarah had faith. Sarah had judged God to be absolutely faithful. And so let me ask you, when you see the impossibilities in your life, and they may be epic things that only come around once or twice in our life, or it may be just the impossibilities of everyday living, and when you see those impossibilities, do you also see, and more importantly see, that God is totally reliable, that He is totally dependable? Your eyes not fixed on the impossibility, but your eyes are fixed on Him. But you know what? That brings us to the last thing that Sarah saw. And I want you to see this. So exciting. Verse 12. Therefore, because of the impossibility and because she had faith, therefore sprang there even of one and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude and as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. Number 3, Sarah saw the results to be completely unthinkable. God blessed in a great way. And yeah, it was impossible, but she saw her God to be reliable, and therefore there came a day in which she held a little baby boy in her 90-year-old arms. God answered. And you know what? In time, God did exactly what He promised, and kings descended from that little boy. Nations descended from that little boy. The Messiah descended from that little boy. The descendants, the offspring, the children, as a result of that little boy and all of his descendants, numbering more than the sand of the seashores and the skies above us at night. God did the impossible. She began to experience it. You remember back when God promised He would do this, how she laughed? But Genesis chapter 21 and verse number 6 tells us that Sarah laughed again after her little boy named Isaac was born. She laughed, and this time her laugh was different. Genesis 21:6 says, "And Sarah said, God hath made me to laugh so that all that hear will laugh with me." Her laugh went from, "No way, that's not going to happen," to a laughter of joy and celebration at, "Look at what God did. This is so awesome. This is so wonderful. Rejoice with me." And everybody who would see it would laugh and rejoice with her. In fact, the name of her son, Isaac, means laughter. Friend, what impossible thing has God deliberately put in front of you just so you'll have to see that He is reliable, and then you can see God do the unthinkable in your life? What are the impossibilities? And do you see your God in them? So the two sisters sat in Starbucks. The advice was given them to work hard and trust God. It wasn't necessarily the advice that they wanted to hear, but they went back home and God taught them to do just that, to work hard and to trust Him. And do you know what it was? It was less than 2 months later that they had an offer of doing a book deal with a publisher, and God had done the unthinkable for those people, for those sisters. So how about you? I have no doubt that you are facing the impossible. And I want to tell you that the answer isn't in your grit. The answer isn't in your determination. The answer is not in some peppy little phrase or statement and looking at yourself and trying to be better. The answer is in going from looking at the impossible to looking at the God who is totally reliable. And is that a step that you need to take? Do you need to look at Him? Get your eyes off that impossibility and get your eyes on the God who is 100% reliable. Trust His promises in your life. Friend, I wonder if you're with us here today. And when we talk about this matter of putting your faith in Jesus, when we talk about that, we need to talk about you being a believer in Jesus Christ to start with. There's a sense, there's a very real decision that everyone must make in putting their faith and their dependence 100% in Jesus Christ to save them from their sins. That's where it starts. Have you made that decision? And then if you have, are you walking each day by faith, continuing to trust God, continuing to rely upon Him? And so on this Mother's Day, we talk about women who do the impossible. And they do it by faith in a God who is totally reliable.
Visit us at 11164 Hanson Boulevard or online at coonrapidsbaptist.org.